CD 5.
Two pixies carried Tiffany easily. She skimmed across the snow, the clan running beside her. No sun in the sky. Even on the dullest days, you could generally see where the sun was, but not here. And there was something else that was strange, something she couldn't quite give a name to. This didn't feel like a real place. She didn't know why she felt that, but something was wrong with the horizon. It looked close enough to touch, which was silly. And things were not finished. Like the trees in the forest they were heading towards, for example. A tree is a tree, she thought. Close up or far away, it's a tree. It has bark and branches and roots, and you know they're there, even if the tree is so far away it's a blob. The trees here, though, were different. She had a strong feeling that they were blobs, and were growing the roots and twigs and other details as she got closer, as if they were thinking, "Ooh, quick, someone's coming, look real." It was like being in a painting where the artist hadn't bothered much with the things in the distance, but had quickly rushed a bit of realness anywhere you were looking. The air was cold and dead, like the air in old cellars. The lights grew dimmer as they reached the forest. In between the trees it became blue and eerie. No birds, she thought. Stop, she said. The pixies lowered her to the ground, but Rob Anybody said, "We shouldn't hang around here too long. Heads up, lads!" Tiffany lifted out the toad. It blinked at the snow. "Oh, Shope," it muttered. "This is not good. I should be hibernating." "Why is everything so strange?" "Can't help you there," said the toad. "I just see snow. I just see ice. I just see freezing to death. I'm listening to my inner toad here. It's not that cold?" "Feels cold to me." The toad shut its eyes. Tiffany sighed and lowered it into her pocket. "I'll tell you where you are," said Rob Anybody, his eyes still scanning the blue shadows. "You ken them wee bitty bugs that clings on to the sheeps and sucks themselves full of blood and then drop off again. This whole world is like one of them."
"You mean like a tick, a parasite, a vampire?"
"Why? It floats around until it finds a place that's weak on a world where no one's paying attention and opens a door. Then the queen sends in her folk. For the stealing, you ken, raiding of barns, rustling of cattle." "We used to like stealing the cool beasties," said Dart Woolly. "Woolly," said Rob Anybody, pointing his sword. "You ken, I said there was times you should think before opening your big fat gob." "Aye, Rob." "Weel, that was one of them times." Rob turned and looked up at Tiffany rather bashfully. "Aye, we was wild champion robbers for the queen," he said. "People wouldna e'en go a-hunting for fear of little men, but 'twas ne'er enough for her. She always wanted more. But we said it's no right to steal an old lady's only pig, or the food from them as dinny ha' enough to eat. A feagle has nae worries about stealing a golden cup from a rich big job, ye ken, but tacking away the—" "Cup an old man kept his false teeth in made them feel ashamed," they said. "The knack-mack feagle would fight and steal, certainly, but who wanted to fight the weak and steal from the poor?" Tiffany listened at the end of the shadowy wood, to the story of a little world where nothing grew, where no sun shone, and where everything had to come from somewhere else. It was a world that took and gave nothing back except fear. It raided, and people learned to stay in bed whenever they heard strange noises at night, because if anyone gave her trouble, the queen would control their dreams. Tiffany couldn't quite pick up how she did this, but that's where things like the Grimhounds and the Headless Horsemen came from. These dreams were more real. The queen could take dreams and make them more solid. You could step inside them and vanish, and you didn't wake up before the monsters caught up with you. The queen's people wouldn't just take food. They'd take people too.
"Like pipers," said William the McGonagall. "Fairies can't make music, you ken. She'll steal a man awa for the music he makes."
"And she takes children," said Tiffany.
"Aye, your wee brother's not the first," said Rob Anybody. "There's no a lot of fun and laughter here, you ken. She thinks she's good with children."
"The old Kelder said she wouldn't harm him," said Tiffany. "That's true, isn't it?" You could read the Knack Mac Feagle like a book, and it would be a big, simple book.